AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Fed Chair Jerome Powell on the state of the economy.
I will say that it is gratifying to see the disinflationary process now getting underway, and we continue to get strong labor market data.
But the central bank's fight against inflation continues. It's hiking its key interest rate a quarter point.
I would say that our focus is not on short-term moves, but on sustained changes to broader financial conditions. And it is our judgment that we're not yet at a sufficiently restrictive policy stance, which is why we say that we expect ongoing hikes will be appropriate.
Our Rita Foley now with more on jobs.
The labor market is hot, and it's staying hot despite the Fed's efforts to slow it down as it fights inflation. There were 11 million jobs available in December, up from November's 10.4 million. In all of 2022, employers created 375,000 jobs a month, the second most in Labor Department records dating back to 1940. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy met for more than an hour at the White House, aiming to avert a crisis on the national debt limit.
I told the president I would like to see if we can come to an agreement long before the deadline, and we can start working on other things.
In Memphis, a funeral for Tyree Nichols, who died after a brutal beating during a police traffic stop. His mother, Rovon Wells.
The only thing that's keeping me going is the fact that I really, truly believe my son was sitting here on an assignment.
In calls for police reform, the Reverend Al Sharpton.
I believe that babies unborn will know about Tyree Nichols because we won't let his memory die. We're going to change this country because we refuse to keep living under the threat of the cops and the robbers.
And quarterback Tom Brady, who won a record 7 Super Bowls for New England and Tampa, has announced his retirement. This is AP News. In Western Australia, a radioactive capsule that fell off a truck has been found.
The capsule is the size of a pea.
The search groups have quite literally found the needle in the haystack.
Emergency Services Minister Stephen Dawson says what's inside the capsule emits dangerous amounts of radiation, equivalent to receiving 10 X-rays in an hour. It could cause skin burns, and prolonged exposure could cause cancer. Emergency Services Commissioner Darren Clem says after a six-day search,
it was 2 meters. From the side of the road. The vehicle that identified it was travelling at 70 kilometres per hour when the specialist detection equipment picked up radiation emitted by the missing capsule.
A government investigation in Australia has been launched into how the capsule fell off the truck.
In the extremely unlikely circumstance that the capsule leaked, we will remediate the area.
The investigation of the mishap could lead to a prosecution. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.